This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Cole.
It's all that stuff.
Cole makes diamonds, right? Isn't that
it's
what
all
it is?
All that
pressure?
Stuff. Yep. All that stuff.
Can you buy into that? Like, I can't buy into that. Just keep going.
Oh, you can. I would say they haven't played as well in a couple of the wins. Guess what? They won.
Yeah, you're not going to win every game beautiful.
No. I mean, they've not played as well in some of the recent games.
Hang on. I'm looking at the...
And they've won.
I'm looking at the standings. I do not see a column for ugly wins. No, I'm missing that. Owen is in Avon Lake. Hi, Owen.
What's up, Big O?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What's a good word?
I just wondered what you guys' thought on was... Like, obviously, I love Kenny Atkinson now. I love how we're doing. When we got rid of Bickerstaff and hired him, like, what did you think about that? Because I never thought we should have gotten rid of him in the first place. Obviously, it's working out now. But I thought what Bickerstaff was doing was good. Obviously, we didn't get to that next step. But I liked him, and we got better every year with him. And I don't know. I never really felt like we should have gotten rid of him.
I thought this. I like JB. I thought he did a nice job defensively. He really set the tone. They did get better each year and improved in the playoffs, and their offense was horrendous. And I thought that, and I said this on the show, if JB's coming back next year, you need to hire an offensive coordinator and let him coach the offense. Because I thought their offense was horrendous.
So, Owen, I'm going to take it you didn't like the front office then. You didn't like what the front office was doing.
I just didn't understand the move.
It's easy to have perspective now on this, but
the front office thought there was more to get out of this group of
absolutely.
Players.
Absolutely, and right now they seem to have been right that they didn't have the right. It's not that he's a bad coach; he just didn't have the right philosophy for the players that he had on the floor. Is that a fair way to put it, Jeff? Don't you think? It's not that he's a bad coach.
No, they wanted something more for this group, and they thought there was a lot more to get out of it offensively. You know, the one thing, and I don't mean to poo-poo guys who bank on being defensive coaches, you know, and guys stress that like crazy. The one thing about defense, you still have to outscore the other team. And as silly as that sounds, all right, we can have the best defense in the world. If our offense stinks, we lose. Because you're not going to shut everybody out, not in the NBA, not in the NFL, not in Major League Baseball. I mean, you can have the best pitching staff. You still got to score some runs because your pitchers aren't going to throw a shutout every game. And so that's what the thinking was. The one thing I thought it did do, Owen, was put the onus of this thing on the front office because they didn't change the lineup. They didn't change the roster much at all. They changed the coaching staff. They changed the philosophy. So if this doesn't work, and it's certainly working now, it's on the front office because Kenny has shown what he's capable of doing. You know, with the same group of players that JB had playing good defense and had playing good basketball. But offensively, they're a much, much, much better team right now.
Hmm. All right, Owen, you good?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Owen checking in from Avon Lake, 216-474-0092. That's that same number you're going to be able to call at the end of the show for quick predicts when we ask you who's going to win Sunday's game, Browns or Saints. Just continuing on with the Cavaliers. You know, you're looking at You're looking at a team that's now 13-0, as we've said a thousand times. Chicago comes in here 5-7. I'm sure they're a little bit chapped from the other night when they probably thought they could have beat the Cavs in Chicago, but they didn't. So the Cavs now host this game. Then they'll have another game on Sunday, take on Charlotte. And then the big one on Tuesday, game that's on TNT, you'll have Boston and the Cavaliers. And who knows where they'll be at that point, you know, winning streak, losing streak, or not losing streak, but winning streak, or maybe we'll have dropped one by then, or maybe that's the night that I think we all kind of have circled. I'm really looking forward to seeing them play Boston because, you talk about you need to lose a game to have a reset. I don't think when they play Boston in Boston on Tuesday, anyone's going to be thinking about a reset. I think they're going to be saying, I mean, the Cavs.
Game of the year right now in the NBA.
Yeah.
This season so far. It's game of the year.
It's not about, that's an automatic I'm bringing my A game. I don't think there's any question. You know what you're walking into. You know what a little bit of a playoff atmosphere is. You know what a big game is.
Big game.
It's
Manny,
a big game.
Much bigger than big.
If you could see them improve on something, Jeff, give me something you want them to improve on.
Gosh, that's like saying what's wrong with the Mona Lisa? She didn't smile?
No, she didn't smile nearly enough.
It's not big enough.
Yeah. Now, see, that's a valid point.
Mona Lisa's not as big as you think it
Mona is. Mona Lisa's a small painting.
It's actually a small painting.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which makes it even maybe a better work of art.
Yeah, you'd think it would be bigger. It's not.
There you go.
Yeah.
How long would you have to sit there for that pose to get the picture the way you want it, right?
Well, no wonder you just take a picture. Such a bad mood.
You take a photograph and do it from that.
Yeah, I don't think they had one at the time.
Thank you for catching that.
It's a little bit dated. Speaking of, the Cavaliers jumped into that yesterday.
What would I like to see him improve on?
Yes.
Did you say?
Yes.
Just make sure you keep getting shots for a variety of players. And I feel silly saying this sometimes. Because Donovan Mitchell is a terrific NBA player, and so is Darius Garland. I don't want them taking significantly more shots all the time. You know? There are certain games where, in the Philadelphia game, the last one they played was an example. Hey, well, this isn't going well. Donovan, we need you here. Go. Darius, we need you here. Go. But if you incorporate the other guys, then you're going to be a better overall team. So that's just, and I thought it was really interesting that we pointed out yesterday, the last three games, Evan Mobley has an illness. Maybe it was on him. Maybe he's been a little ill. I don't know. But he played. But the last three games, each game, he had 11 shots three games ago, which tied his season low. And then it was, I believe, 9 shots and then 8 shots. So new season lows in his last three games in field goal attempts. Maybe he's not been up to snuff health-wise. But give him shots, because all that does is it makes it harder to defend Darius and Donovan. Just that's it. Again, what a nitpick. But, you're 13-0. You asked. That's the thing.
Why do you think the East is so bad, Jeff? Is it because the Cavs are that good?
The East isn't so bad.
Why is the East off to such
a slow start?
Bad start.
Yeah, I don't know. There, how's that for analysis?
That's good stuff.
I don't know.
You know, the Eastern Conference doesn't warm up till the weather gets cold.
Philadelphia's
been. My mom used to say that to me. She'd be cooking dinner in the 70s, and she'd say, the Eastern Conference doesn't get hot.
Philly's been beat up. And I don't know. I think Milwaukee is screaming for a trade. I'm anxious
will
to
they?
See. Yeah, I think they will. I'm anxious to see what they bring in, because I think they'll bring in something.
Giannis, though, right? Is that what you're saying? Or
they'll bring in something to help Giannis.
Any chance they get rid of Giannis?
No.
Dan, you're closer
would you
to
like,
that.
Would you like
woods?
Basketball in Milwaukee to come to an end? Trade Giannis.
Hey, is this thing on?
Yes, it's
no.
on.
No, they're not trading Giannis. It's not happening.
Although there have been rumors out there. Rumblings.
Yes.
Yeah. We've had.
Andy didn't just come up with that one through his extensive research.
We have had rumors about Giannis leaving Milwaukee for
5 years?
Yeah, about 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Everybody points to that when it goes, Giannis might want out. The thing, as long as they continue to contend, which right now gets a little hairy because they go in all in on a guy who I think is 40, Dame Lillard's pretty close. As long as he continues to contend, Giannis is going to be there.
I don't think he's that old.
There was a great, I think he is. He's close. He's older than you think because he was a guy that was 4 years in college.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'll look it up. I'm curious. I'm guessing he's 33.
Do the Google. Use the Google. So
use the Googler.
Anyway, I'm not paying attention to you proceeding to give me all sorts of stuff.
24. Are you trying to say 24?
34.
He's 34.
Well, whatever. How about putting up three fingers in? Yep. That was two. I only saw. Is your thumb a finger? Get back in the box. Be quiet. We're done with you for today. You got to do two keys.
We need
a
curtain. I keep sitting behind it. We need a curtain.
You people should have to work in the environment.
What you need to do is sit over here
because
you can't see him.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
You guys got to look at him.
So jealous.
Now would be the time to trade him, though. I wonder what they could get for him.
For Hody?
No, no.
We've got a bag of donut holes?
What? I would do that in a second.
I know you would.
That's a total. That's a win for us. You know what? They could even be powdered, and I'd be okay with that, which are my least favorite donut type or little Timbits.
We love Yander, or we wouldn't kid, you know.
And I love you, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Jeff speaks for himself and only himself. The express written consent of Jeff Phelps. Giannis has.
You guys are brutal.
Mm-hmm. So what? Giannis,
just a young man striving to have a career in the biz.
He's good through 27.
Yeah, they're not trading Giannis. It's not going to happen.
Good time, man. Think of the return they could get on him, knowing that you pick him up, you're good for 2 years, and then he's got the player out. Like, after he wins a championship here with
Brian
this team.
Winters and Junior Bridgman and Dave Myers.
You're bringing back all the old Cavs?
No, those are the guys the Bucks picked up for Kareem.
I mean,
how'd that work out?
Hey, Giannis is a god in that city. On top of, it's like him and Christian Yelich and maybe Jackson Churio finding his way in there. And then above that is all of, you know, a boatload of Packers and all of that stuff in there. But those two run Milwaukee, essentially. They're not getting rid of Giannis. You have to remember with Giannis, they raised Giannis, essentially. I keep hating to, like, reference these pieces. Lee Jenkins did an awesome piece on Giannis and where he came from and growing up in Milwaukee and all that stuff probably about 10 years ago that is must read. And it's basically this, like, poor guy was so used to living on the streets for so long, he would take all of the food that they had left over and would take it home because he didn't want it to get thrown out.
You know what else he did? Did Lee mention the banking situation?
Yes, that's in that piece.
Giannis, because of his background, Andy, in Greece and everything else, when he got his money, he opened accounts at like 10 different banks around Milwaukee because he was afraid of banks failing.
Ah.
And he put, you know, big chunks of money in a bunch of different banks and savings accounts and stuff.
When guys would throw out their shoes, he would trash pick them. He would go pick the shoes and take them home because to him there was still more tread left on these. And you can't throw those out.
What would he do with them, though?
He just, like, kept them. They had to go into his apartment and throw out a whole bunch of old food that he never got around to eating and then work with him to say, we're not throwing this food out anymore. We're going to start donating it because him growing up so poor in Greece, you never throw out food.
Right.
You know, we couldn't afford that. We couldn't do it.
That's a great story.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff with him and the time in Milwaukee and all that stuff. I can't see Milwaukee ever moving on from
that. All right. Tim May is going to join us at 1. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson tonight. Big fight. When's the last time you were this excited for a fight? Who do you want to win? And then I've got to ask you to go check in on our poll. And our poll is asking, are you watching the Cavs and the NBA Cup, or would you rather watch Jake Paul, Mike Tyson? Which one is more must-see TV?
And you won't believe what Tyson said to an 11-year-old.
Oh, was she 11?
I don't know. Might have been 12.
We'll find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.